Lesson 17. Pearl fishing. In the New World, the sunlit waters on either side of the Isthmus of Panama were once rich in the precious shells in which pearls are found. In such abundance did they yield their treasures to the Spanish conquerors that in 1 year Seville imported 697 pounds weight of pearls, some of them of great beauty. But the hands of the gold seekers, red with the blood of their fellow men, whose lovely lands, rich in the palm tree, the plantain, and the maize, they cruelly laid waste, were equally unsparing beneath the waters, and equally ruthless to the miserable race of pearl fishers. The poor Indians, insufficiently fed and forced into the sea by their cruel masters, oftentimes never reappeared, having fallen a helpless prey to the hungry sharks. The pearl banks themselves, unceasingly stripped of their shells, soon became exhausted. Land and water, cursed by the Spaniards' greed of gain, alike lay desolate. But it is not so in the East. There pearl fisheries still flourish. At Bahrain, in the Persian Gulf, renowned in times past, is the largest pearl fishery in the world. The annual amount of wealth which it produces is estimated at 250,000 sterling.